Morning. Let's begin with prayer. Lord, we thank you for the privilege to be in your presence this morning. Thank you for the songs, the opportunity to praise you. Now speak to us through your word, I pray. We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告, 奉主耶稣的名求,
Amen.
Amen.
We are beginning to look through the book of Philippians. And this morning I want to start by reading several verses. These verses.
今天早晨呢, 我就开始来读这些经文, 就请你, 就是来听,
Chapter 1.
第一章,
I thank my God in all my
remembrances.
Always in every prayer of mine for you.
每逢为你们众人祈求的时候,
making my prayer with joy.
因为常是欢欢喜喜的祈求。
Later in chapter 1.
然后接着在第一章,
I rejoice, yes, and I will
rejoice. 我就欢喜, 并且还要欢喜。
Chapter 3.
第三章第一节,
Finally, my brothers,
弟兄们, 我还有话说,
rejoice in the Lord.
你们要靠主喜乐。
Chapter 4.
第四章,
rejoice in the Lord always.
你们要靠主常常喜乐。
Let me say it again.
我再说,
rejoice.
你们要喜乐。
Now, if nothing about Paul's life,
如果你不了解保罗的生平,
these words over and over, rejoice, 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 rejoice.
如果你不断听到保罗不断重复地说, 要喜乐, 喜乐,
circumstance,
you imagine.
那你想象保罗是在什么样的情况当中呢?
Maybe he's on a cruise ship eating caviar.
也许他在一个游轮上正在吃那个鱼子酱。
Or maybe he's at a nice resort.
或者是在一个非常好舒适的一个度假村里。
At the very least, I would assume that he's the pastor of a wonderful church.
至少吧, 他应该是在一个很棒的教会里的牧师。
And everyone is happy with him.
然后大家都很喜欢他, 都很高兴他。
But in fact,
但是实际上呢,
when he writes these words, he's under house arrest in Rome.
当保罗写下这些话的时候,
he's waiting to find out if they're going to execute him.
他在等着说, 他们对是不是会, 处决他, 处死他。
Of course, his enemies are opposed to him.
然后当然他的仇, 敌人都在反对他。
But even some of the other Christians are upset with him.
其实还有别的基督徒对他也不高兴。
They think that his preaching so publicly, so boldly, has drawn persecution, and that the whole church is going to suffer because of him. So Paul has all kinds of problems. And in that circumstance, this is what he writes in chapter 1.
在那种情况中,保罗在第一章就写到说,
I thank my God in all my remembrance of you.
我每逢想念你们就感谢我的神。
Always in every prayer of mine for you all.
每逢为你们众人祈求的时候,
making my prayer with joy.
就是欢欢喜喜的祈求。
Sitting here chained to guards.
就在那个软禁的时候, 24小时跟这个守卫看守靠在一起,
knowing that today could be the day I get word that I'm going to be executed. Listening to the fact that Christians have been complaining and criticizing me.
然后在听着说周围有基督徒在抱怨他,
I start praying.
然后我就开始祷告,
and I thank God for you.
然后我就为神感谢你们,
with joy.
带着喜乐的感谢。
How can Paul have joy in these circumstances?
保罗如何在这样的情况中还有喜乐呢?
He has learned to look at life from God's perspective.
他已经学会从神的眼光来看生活。
You see, when Paul writes about joy, he's talking about an attitude we can choose to have.
当保罗讲到喜乐的时候，他讲的是一种我们可以选择的态度。
He's not talking just about an emotion that we wake up feeling.
他讲的不是我们早晨起来的情绪感觉。
But it's a choice that we can make even in very difficult times.
而是在一个非常艰难的处境中，我们可以做的一种选择。
My friend Ron is one of the most joyful people I know.
我的朋友罗恩是我所见到的、知道的最喜乐的人。
In fact, there's been a few times where I'm having a rough day and I'll just call him and say, Ron, can we go out to lunch?
那有的时候的我的那个日子艰难的时候或者挺难的时候，我就给他打个电话说，哎，罗恩，咱俩一起吃午饭吧。
Because I know that I will always leave him feeling better than when I came.
因为呢，我跟他会面结束的时候呢，我感觉总是会比我刚见他之前要高兴。
He's always optimistic and joyful.
他总是乐观积极，很喜乐。
In fact, if you sat down and visited with him,
如果你去看他的话，
you would leave thinking, "Wow, he has such a lucky life."
你就会觉得说，哎呀，他这个真幸运呐，有这样的生活。
I mean, he's just so happy. Everything's great.
总是很开心啊，每样事情都很棒。
But if you actually got to know him,
但是如果你真的是了解他的话，
you would find out, yes, he's retired.
你就会知道他现在是退休了。
But he's retired because the company he worked for closed down.
他之所以退休是因为公司关门了。
And left him without a pension.
所以呢，他就没有退休金。
You would find out that he has a very serious physical problem that the doctor says could kill him any day.
你知道他有很严重的健康问题，医生说他随时可能死。
That every day is just, this could be the last.
每一天都可能是他在地上的最后一天。
But he has chosen to be joyful.
但是他选择喜乐，要喜乐。
He has learned to look at his life from God's perspective.
学会从神的角度来看他的生活。
And so this morning I want to look in Philippians 1 at how we can choose joy in difficult circumstances. How a man in prison, abandoned by many of his friends, can say, I pray for you with joy.
可以说我欢欢喜喜地为你们祈求。
Five things that give Paul joy and I think can give us joy whatever our circumstance.
有五件事情给保罗喜乐，我觉得也可以在我们的处境中带给我们喜乐。
Verse 6 tells me that Paul has joy because he knows that God is going to complete the work he has started.
保罗在一章第六节，保罗告诉我们他之所以有喜乐，是因为他深知神会完成神已经开始的工作。
He said to him back in verse 4, I pray for you, I pray for you with joy.
他在第四节里边说到，我带着喜乐为你们众人祈求。
Then he says, I am sure of this.
他说我深信。
That he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ.
我深信那在你们心里动了善功的必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
Let me start with the best news you're going to hear today.
让我今天先给你们讲这个大好最好的消息。
And that is this.
就是
God will never give up on you.
神永远不会放弃你。
If you have trusted him for your salvation.
如果你已经信靠主耶稣，信靠他的救恩。
God has started a process of transforming you into the image of Christ.
神已经开始了这样一个过程，就是这样一个进程，把你要塑造成耶稣基督的形象。
And he's not going to look at you and say,
他不会看着你说，
I thought I could do this, but I can't.
我觉得我可以完成这个工作，但是看来做不成了。
Too much to be done. I've just got to give up on this.
太多的任务了。
He's not going to do that.
他不会这样做的。
No matter how often you stumble,
不管多少次你跌倒。
No matter how many days you think I'm making no progress at all,
或者很多天你觉得我完全没有任何进步。
If you will allow God to carry you in His arms, He's never never going to give up on you.
如果你允许神把他让他把你抱着你把他放在把你放在他的怀中他永远不会放弃你。
I used to teach piano.
我过去是我一直在教钢琴。
Make sure I don't have any former students here to hear this.
很高兴没有我以前的学生坐在那儿听我讲。
There have been a few times, not many.
有些时候不是很多次啊。
When I thought,
我有时候觉得说
never going to happen.
哎呀，这个学生这个不会没有什么进展的。
God's not going to do that.
神不会这样做。
He is never going to look at you and say,
神永远不会说看着你说
they're too hard.
太难了。
He's not going to give up.
他不会放弃。
You see, we don't accomplish God's work in our own power.
我们不是靠着自己的力量来完成就成就神的工作。
Now, honestly, if it's up to us, I'm going to give up.
如果靠我们，我们早就放弃了。
I see too many things that I need to change.
我看到太多需要改变的。
And I'm going to say if I haven't fixed it by now, it's probably never going to get fixed.
我现在都没有把这些事情给弄好，那可能永远也不会发生了。
But God is not going to get discouraged and quit on you.
神不会说就是灰心丧气就放弃。
He will finish the work he began.
他会完成他所开始的工作。
Paul has joy because when he looks at these Philippian Christians, he's confident God is going to finish what he started.
当保罗看着这些腓立比的信徒，他确信神会完成他的善工，所以他有喜乐。
And that's important to Paul.
那对保罗来讲是很重要的。
Because it had cost Paul a lot.
因为呢，保罗把福音传道带到腓立比，对保罗是付了很大的代价的。
Bringing the gospel to Philippi cost Paul a lot.
把福音传到腓立带到腓立比，保罗是付了相当大的代价。
You can go back and read some of this this week in Acts 16.
你这个星期有时间可以回去读《使徒行传》第十六章。
But when Paul and Silas start preaching in Philippi, they're thrown in jail.
当保罗跟希拉在腓立比传道的时候，他们被下到监里。
And this is no Club Med federal prison for billionaires.
这个可不是给那些亿万富翁的这种就是像那种地中海俱乐部似的监狱。
No gymnasium, no private cells.
没有说个人的那个单间的牢房，也没有健身房。
Acts 16 says they were beaten.
就是使徒行传十六章说他们被打。
They're locked into stocks so that they can't move their hands or feet through the night.
被打了许多棍，然后呢又被手和脚都被上了木狗。
Paul says he was shamefully treated there.
保罗是说他在腓立比被害受辱。
It cost Paul to bring the gospel to Philippi.
把保罗把福音传到腓立比是付了很大的代价的。
Now some of you will understand this.
我们其中有些人可能能了解这一点。
When you put a lot of work into something, you want to see some fruit.
当你花了很多时间来做一件事情的时候，你是想看到有成果的。
It is discouraging to put weeks and weeks into a project.
比如说，你花了很多好多个星期的时间去做一个项目。
And you walk into the office.
然后你进到办公室里。
And your boss says, "You know what? I decided to cancel that."
然后你的老板就说：“你知道吗？我想把这个项目给取消了。”
You feel like you've wasted a lot of effort.
你就觉得说我浪费了这么多的努力。
And Paul doesn't want all of his work in Philippi to go to waste.
保罗不想他在腓立比所有的工作都成了一个浪费。
But he says, "I have joy."
他说我有喜乐。
Because I know that God is continuing the work that He called me to start.
因为神会继续我他呼召我去开始的工作。
If you want to face the difficulties in your life with joy,
如果你想带着喜乐面对你生命中生活中的难处，
you need to remember,
你需要记住，
that God is doing His work in your life,
神在你的生命中工作，
and very often those difficulties are part of that work.
很多时候这个工作就是神就是这个难处就是神工作的一部分。
Part of the way he is shaping us in his image.
神把我们塑造成他样式的一部分就是。
Is through those difficult circumstances.
就是通过这个艰难的境况这个处境。
Through those difficult people.
通过这个难以相处的人。
And he's using all of that.
神用这个所有的一切
to shape us in His image,
把我们塑造成他的形象。
And so we can look at our life with joy.
所以呢，我们就可以带着喜乐来看待我们的生活。
Because we can say, God,
我们可以说神呐。
I don't understand all of this.
我不了解，不明白这一切。
I don't enjoy all of this.
我也不享受这个发生的一切。
But I know you are doing your work.
但是我知道你在做你的工。
And I know you're not going to give up on me.
我知道你不会放弃我。
That gives us joy.
那个带来喜乐。
Then Paul has joy because he knows the gospel is being proclaimed even through his suffering.
保罗之所以有喜乐是知道即使他在受苦但是福音被传开了
You see, ever since Paul had come to Christ he had one mission in life
保罗一开始信主在他的生命中只有一个目标
His mission was to share the gospel
他的使命就是去传福音分享福音
And so listen to what Paul says
你听保罗怎么讲的
I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has served to advance the gospel.
弟兄们，我愿意你们知道，我所遭遇的事更是叫福音兴旺。
So that it, the gospel, has become known throughout the whole imperial guard.
以致我受的捆锁在御营全军和其余的人中。
And to all the rest that my imprisonment is for Christ.
已经显明是为基督的缘故。
Paul is chained. Between two Roman guards,
那个保罗二十四小时跟两个罗马士兵就是靠在一起
24 hours a day,
一天二十四小时
They rotate through shifts,
然后那些看守他的看守卫呢是要轮班的
They're there all the time,
他们就一直在那
Paul is dictating letters like this one,
保罗就在那里口述这个像腓立比书这样的信件
And as he dictates the letter,His guards hear what he's saying.
然后他口述这个信件的时候，那跟他靠在一起的守卫就都听到他说的了。
Paul is meeting with Christians who come to visit.
保罗也见那些来看他的基督徒。
As they discuss the gospel, his guards are listening.
当他们在谈论福音的时候，守卫也都听到了。
We know from the book of Philemon that Paul even talks to some unbelievers.
你知道在腓立门书里边，保罗也跟那些不信主的人讲。
He shares the gospel with them.
他跟他们分享福音。
And as he shares the gospel, his guards are listening.
当他分享福音的时候，他的看守也都听到了。
And as these guards rotate through their duties.
当这些看守呢？他们就是轮班来跟他来看守他的时候。
The entire palace guard eventually has heard the gospel from Paul.
所以呢，这整个的御营全军呢，最终都听到了福音。
These poor guys can't get away.
因为这些可怜的这些守卫，他们也没法。
You know, you try to hand a gospel tract to someone, and they say no, thank you.
如果你要给人发福音单子，有人就说哦，不用，谢谢。
These guys are chained to Paul.
他们都跟保罗靠在一起。
And he's preaching, he's sharing the gospel.
他在传道，他在讲福音。
And they can't say no, thank you. They're stuck.
不行，你停下来，他们也没法这么说。
He says, God is doing what He called me to do.
神在呼召我，神呼召我做的，我正在做。
The gospel is being preached.
现在的福音已经被传开了。
Why? Because all of the guards are hearing the gospel.
因为呢，这些所有的守卫呢，他们都听到了福音。
And so in verse 18, he says, Christ is proclaimed, and in that I rejoice.
他就在十八节说，基督究竟被传开了，我就欢喜。
As I thought about Paul's situation,
我想保罗所处的境况。
I remembered another example of this from history.
我也想到历史上的另外一个人物。
390 AD.
公元三百九十年
A man named Patrick is captured.
帕特里克呢就被抓了
He's a teenager.
他是一个青少年
And he's captured by pirates and sold as a slave in Ireland.
他被海盗抓捕，然后就被卖到爱尔兰做奴隶
Patrick had been raised in a Christian family, but he was not a believer.
他虽然在基督徒家庭里长大，但是他不信主。
But as a slave, he begins remembering what he knew about the gospel, and he ends up giving his life to Christ.
但是在他做奴隶的时候，他想到他小时候听到的福音，他那时候就信主了。
After 6 years in slavery in Ireland, he escapes.
然后在爱尔兰就是做了六年的奴隶，他逃跑了。
And he goes back home.
他就回到家乡。
And when he gets home,
当他回到家乡以后,
God calls him to be a missionary.
神呼召他成为宣教士。
To where?
你知道去哪儿吗?
Back to Ireland.
再回到爱尔兰。
He's going to go right back and be a preacher in the area where he had been a slave.
他要再回去他原来做奴隶的地方去那儿做宣教士。
Ireland at that time is pagan.
在那个时候爱尔兰是个异邦国家。
The most popular religion of the time is witchcraft.
在那个时候最受欢迎就是最流行的这个宗教呢就是巫术。
Some of the druids even practice human sacrifice.
他当时那个德鲁伊人啊甚至以活人献祭。
And this former slave gets to go back and start preaching.
然后这个以前的奴从前的奴隶呢要回去传道。
By the time he dies,
在那个帕特里克死的时候
He's planted 200 churches.
他在那儿已经建立了200间教会。
He has baptized 100,000 converts.
他给10万人受洗。
And Patrick could have said exactly what Paul said.
所以帕特里克呢可以就像保罗这样说。
What has happened to me?
我所遭遇的。
Being captured by pirates.
就是被这个海盗抓了
being sold into slavery
被卖身为奴
preaching among the druids
在这个特鲁伊人中
all of this has served to spread the gospel throughout Ireland
所有这一切都是叫福音更兴旺
Patrick was a man of joy
帕特里克是个充满喜乐的人
because through his suffering
因为就是因着他的这个受苦
the gospel was proclaimed
福音被传开了
I thought about Paul's situation.
我也想到保罗的境况。
And I thought, but probably no one at PBCCC is going to be arrested and put in a Roman prison between Caesar's guards.
我想我们教会没有任何人是会被抓起来，被放在这个凯撒的这个那个狱牢里。
Probably none of us here are going to be captured by pirates and sold as slaves.
我们也可能中间也会有人被海盗抓住，被卖为奴隶。
So let me bring it closer to home.
然后呢，我们讲一些更对我们更实际的。
My friend Jen was in the hospital.
我的朋友珍在医院里。
And when I went to visit her, I asked a nurse, "How is Jen doing?"
然后我去看她的时候呢，我就问护士说，珍怎么样了？
And she said.
然后这个护士就说。
She is doing terribly.
说她的状况很不好。
We cannot conquer her pain.
我们没有办法就是停止她的疼痛。
And the truth is, there's nothing the doctors can do.
其实真相真实的情况就是医生也做不了什么。
But then she said.
然后接着这个护士就说。
But she's doing very well.
但是她仍然很好。
She said, she's the most peaceful patient we have.
他是我们所见到的这个最平安的病人。
I said, why do you think that is?
我说你为什么觉得是这样呢？
And she said, well, if you didn't know it, I'll tell you.
那护士说，如果你不知道，让我告诉你。
She's a Christian.
她是基督徒。
And her faith has made her so strong.
她的信心，她的信仰让她非常的坚
强。She's happy and joyful.
她是很，总是很喜乐。
You see,Jen was preaching the gospel.
你知道真在传讲福音。
Not by giving sermons.
不是去传道讲道。
But by being a joyful person, even in the hospital.
即使在这个医院里，他也是一个充满喜乐的人。
And she could have said.
他可以说。
What has happened to me?
我所遭遇的。
Being diagnosed with cancer.
就是被诊断有癌症
being told that they can't cure me
被告知说没法治疗我
being sent to the hospital with no hope
然后被送到医院里没有任何就是得医治的这样盼望
all of this has served to spread the gospel
所有这一切都是要把福音传开
among the nurses who are caring for
就在他的这个护士中间传福音
you see God wants to proclaim the gospel through our lives
神想要通过我们的生活来宣扬福音
and so I ask you this morning
所以今天早上我问大家
When your boss asks you to lie to a customer,
如果你的老板让你对一个顾客撒谎,
does your honesty testify that the gospel has changed your life?
你的诚实会不会见证说福音已经改变了你的生命?
And maybe harder,
更难的是,
if you lose your job because of your honesty,
因为你诚实所以你丢了工作,
does your joy testify to your boss that you trust God even when you suffer?
你的喜乐是不是就像你的老板见证你即使受苦你也相信信靠神
Here's why we as believers can be joyful
这我们喜基督徒我们信主的人可以喜乐的原因就在于
Because God is working through every one of us
因为神就是通过我们每一个人来做工
To proclaim the gospel
来宣扬他的福音
He does his work
神做他的工
through men and women who are committed to the gospel
就是对通过那些致力于福音献身于福音的那这个弟兄姐妹来做工
not just preachers
不单单是这个牧师
in fact more and more I think not mainly through preachers
我现在越来越觉得不是主要通过牧
师 because most of the people out there who need to hear the gospel are not going to start by coming here
因为那很多需要听到福音的人他们刚开始的时候不是说先来教会
God is going to give them the gospel
神会把福音带给他们
He's going to show them love
他会向他们显示爱
through doctors who serve God through their calling to medicine
就是通过那些神呼召他们进到这个医学医疗行业的这样的医生
through engineers who say I'm a Christian first and an engineer
那些工程师说我首先是基督徒然后我才是工程师
through restaurant workers who say everyone I serve will see the joy of Jesus on my face
是通过这个在餐馆工作的这些侍者就说我每一个服侍的顾客他们都能从我身上看到这个喜乐
who, through fathers and mothers who show their children the example of a parent who loves God completely
是通过父母向他们的孩子展示一个完全爱神的父母是怎么样的
And when that happens,
当这些还发生的时候
you and I can have joy,
我们就可以有喜乐
because the gospel is being proclaimed through us
因为福音通过我们就传开了
in our world
在我们的世界
joy, Paul has joy in prison
保罗在监牢里边有喜乐
because he knows that God is completing his work
因为他知道神在完成成就神他的工作
he knows that the gospel is being proclaimed
因为他知道福音被传开了
third I want you to see
第三点
that he has joy because he knows his future is certain
保罗有喜乐是因为他知道他的未来是确定的
listen to what Paul says
请你听保罗是如何讲的
I will rejoice
为此我就欢喜
For I know that through your prayers and the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, this will turn out for my deliverance.
并且还要欢喜因为我知道这是借着你们祈祷和耶稣基督之灵的帮助
Now, the first time I read that,
我第一次读到的时候
I thought, oh, so that's why Paul is joyful.
那就是为什么保罗会喜乐
I know that I'm going to get out of prison.
因为我知道我会从监牢里被释放
Says,I know this will turn out for my deliverance.
因为我知道这个至终叫我获救。
But Paul here isn't saying, I'm joyful because I know I'm going to get out of prison.
保罗在这里不是说我喜乐是因为我知道我会从监狱
放出来。 I looked up this word deliverance.
我就仔细去查这个英文的这个获救。
And it's the word that means I'll be delivered by being taken to heaven.
那个词它意味着就是说我怎么获救呢是我被带到了我去了天上。
He says, I know this will turn out for my salvation.
他说这个终必叫我就是我的救恩。
Paul doesn't know if he'll get released from prison.
保罗不知道他会不会从监狱里被放
出来。But he does know
但是他的确知道
that he is going to heaven.
他知道他要去天堂。
And so he says down in verse 21,
所以他在第二十一节就这么说
for me to live is Christ.
因为我活着就是基督。
To die is gain.
我死了就有益处。
In other words, he says, whether I live or die, I will be delivered.
所以 换句话就是说，不管我活我死，我终究会获救。
If I'm delivered from prison,
如果我被监狱里放出来，
I'm going to go back to preaching and God's purpose will be accomplished.
我就回去继续的传福音，神的目的就被成就了。
I win. Or,
但是，
if they kill me,
如果他们杀了我，
I'm going to enjoy eternity in God's presence.
我就会永远的在神面前享受神的同在。
I win.
我也赢了。
Either way,
不管是哪一方，
my future is certain.
我的未来是确定的。
Do you see what that does for our attitude towards life?
你知道这样会对我们对生活的态度会有什么样的影响吗？
If you realize,
如果你意识到，
God is accomplishing His purpose,
神在成就他的旨意，
and your future is certain,
你的未来是确定的，
you can't lose.
你不可能输嘛。
As long as you live here, God is accomplishing His purpose here through you.
只要你还活在这里，活在世上，神就会通过你成就他的旨意。
You win.
你是双赢。
And when you die,
当你死的时候，
you're going to be with Him.
你就会和神同在。
You win.
你也赢了。
Paul has peace, he has joy.
保罗很有平安，也有喜乐。
Because he knows God is in charge.
因为他知道神在掌管。
And so he can trust.
所以他信靠神。
Let me give you just a simple example.
我给大家一个简单的例子。
Travel has always been stressful for me.
就是出去旅行对我来讲总是蛮有压力的。
I'm afraid I'll lose my passport.
我就在想我会不会找不着护照啊，丢了护照。
I'll miss the plane.
我会不会赶不上飞机。
I'll get lost somewhere.
或者我在什么地方迷路了。
All of this stuff that can go wrong.
所以这些跟旅行相关的。
And so the whole trip I'm worried.
所以呢整个旅程呢我都是提心吊胆的。
I've wear out my passport just checking it.
然后我就时不时的看看我的护照在不在。
Several years ago, I went to China.
很多年有这些年以前我去中国。
Brother Hong Jun went with me.
那个洪俊弟兄就跟我一起去。
And before we left, Mrs. Shi said,
在我们去之前呢，师母就说，
All you need to do on this trip is to teach.
你在这个过程中呢，你去了这个旅程就是去教导。
I've given Brother Hong Jun the tickets.
然后呢，我就把机票给了洪俊弟。
He has the schedule. He has the hotel reservations.
他就有这个整个的这个行程表啊，也有。
He's got the money for travel.
然后呢，他也带了这个钱。
All you do is teach.
他说你师母告诉我，你所要做的就是教导教课。
And he'll take care of everything else.
然后别的事他会照料。
Don't listen.
不要听。
But I hated it.
但是我不喜欢的。
I was scared to death.
我都觉得很吓死了。
What if he makes us late?
如果他要是没赶上飞机怎么办？
What if we miss the flight?
如果我们这个找不着地方怎么办？
And for about 2 days, I was absolutely worried to death.
然后呢，有两天之久，我非常的担心，担心的要死。
And then all of a sudden it hit me.
然后突然之间我就想到，
Wait a minute.
等一下，
I don't have to worry.
我不需要担心呐。
If he makes us miss the train,
如果就是因为他我们赶不上火车，
we won't get to the place we're going and we won't have class.
然后呢，我们就到不了我们要去的地方，我也不用教，也没课了。
But it won't be my fault.
但是那不是我的问题啊。
I'll get a day off.
我就可以休息一天。
And it's not my fault.
也不是我的问题。
I don't have to worry.
我不需要担心。
I can't lose.
我也没有什么可以损失的。
If we're on time, I teach.
如果是我们按时到了，那我就教课。
If we're late, I get a vacation.
如果我们晚了，那我就可以休假了。
And he has to pay the bill.
然后他得付这个账单。
It was great.
所以整个旅程很棒。
And now I love traveling that way.
所以现在呢，我就很喜欢那样的方式去旅行。
I love to go to China with Pastor Joe.
我也很喜欢那个牧师去中国。
I don't have to read the signs.
我不需要去读这个路上的标志。
I don't have to order off the Chinese menu.
然后我也不需要看菜单定食。
I don't have to figure out the exchange rate.
我也不需要去想这个汇率是多少。
Someone who knows a lot more than I know is in charge.
就是有一个比我更懂的人，他在掌管一切。
And all I have to do is say.
我所有要做的就是说。
You just tell me what to do and I'll do it.
你就告诉我该做什么，我就做。
It makes a huge difference in life.
这个会在你的生活中、生命中有一个带来一个巨大的不同。
When you and I can say,
你和我如果可以说
，The God who created the universe,
这位创造宇宙万物的神
，is running my life.
他在管理我的生活。
He loves me enough that I know He is doing what is good for me.
他这样的爱我，我相信他会。
He's wise enough that I know that he knows what is the best.
他如此的有智慧，我相信他知道什么对我最好。
And so I can't lose.
所以呢，我就可以放松。
He's in control.
他在掌管一切。
And that gives me joy.
那个给我带来喜乐。
You see, without that, I'm going to worry all the time.
如果不是这样的话，我就会一直在担心。
I can save up my money and put it in an IRA.
我就是说，我可以存钱呢，放在这个退休计划里。
And end up that I put it in the wrong stock instead of Tesla.
结果呢，我本来应该把钱存在这个特斯拉的这个股票上，买错股票了。
I can work for a company and they can close right before I should get a pension.
本来我应该可以为一个公司工作，结果就在我的拿到退休金之前，公司关门了。
I can eat healthy foods and end up in the ICU with something else.
吃的都很健康，但是最后还是进了那个急诊，重症病房。
None of us know what tomorrow brings.
我们都不知道明天会有什么。
And that can destroy our joy.
那个可以毁掉我们的喜乐。
But if I can trust that God's in control.
但是如果我们能够信任说神在掌管。
That for him there isn't a tomorrow. He's already seen tomorrow. He knows the future.
对神来讲没有明天，因为神已经看到了未来，神知道一切。
And so that can give me joy.
那个可以给我喜乐。
If my joy depends on my career, my boss can destroy my joy.
如果我的喜乐是在于我的事业，那我的老板就可以毁掉我的喜乐。
If my joy depends on financial prosperity,
如果我的喜乐在于我的经济基础。
Last week destroyed my joy.
那上个星期就可以把我的喜乐给毁掉。
But if my joy depends on God's providence,
但是如果我的喜乐在于神的供应，
on His control,
是他在掌管一切，
we can have lasting joy.
我们就可以有持久的、永久的喜乐。
Because our future is certain.
因为我们的未来是确定的。
But then I want you to see another reason that Paul has such joy.
我们再看保罗之所以有那样子喜乐的原因。
God's accomplishing His purpose.
神在成就他的旨意。
The gospel is being proclaimed.
福音被传开了。
Paul knows that his future is certain.
保罗知道他的未来是确定的。
And then he says to us.
然后他对我们说。
That he has joy because Christ is being honored.
因为耶稣被照常显大，耶稣被尊崇。
I rejoice, he says.
他说我喜乐是因为。
Verse 20, he says, "This is my eager expectation and hope."
他说这是我所切慕、所盼望的。
That I will not be ashamed.
没有一事叫我羞愧。
But that with full courage, now as always, Christ will be honored in my body.
只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死。总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
As I am preaching to you through Philippians over these next few months,
在未来的几个月，当我把传讲这个腓立比书的时候
，It's the apostle or the epistle, the letter of joy we often call.
这个腓立比书被称为喜乐之书。
Because 12 times in this little letter, he's going to talk about joy or rejoicing.
然后呢？在这本小小的书信里边呢，短短的书信里边，他已经十二次提到喜乐。
But I could have called it the epistle, the letter of Christ.
我也可以称这位书信是基督之信。
Because there's only 104 verses in the whole letter.
整个信呢只有104句。
And he uses the name of Christ 36 times in those verses.
在这104句里边36次提到基督。
One out of every three verses includes the name of Jesus or Christ.
每三句中间就有提到耶稣基督的名字。
This is central to Paul.
这对保罗是他的中心。
Jesus Christ is the center of his life.
耶稣基督是他生命的中心。
And so when he looks at his circumstances,
所以当他看他的处境的时候，
when he looks at his life,
当他看他的生命的时候，
he has joy.
他有喜乐
because he can see that Christ is being honored in his life.
因为他看到耶稣在他的生命中被尊崇被显大
One of the keys to a life of joy
一个要有喜乐生活的关键就在于
is living for something bigger than the immediate.
你是为那个更大的超过眼前的事情在生
Having a passion that gives meaning to your life.
找到你生命所热爱的事。
A pianist,
比如说一个钢琴家
sits there practicing by the hour.
坐在钢琴旁边练好几个小时。
Scales,
音阶
playing a passage over and over and over until it's perfect.
不断的就弹了几个小节，在那一直弹一直弹，直到最后弹好了。
And at the end of the day,
所以一天结束下来，
her back hurts.
可能那个腰也痛了。
She's tired.
也很累。
But she's joyful.
但是她很喜乐。
Because she has a goal bigger than today's comfort.
因为呢，她有一个比今天的舒适安逸更大的目标。
An athlete gets up morning after morning and goes out and runs.
然后呢，这个运动员呢，每天早晨起来去跑步。
Hours of training and discipline.
然后呢，花很多的多少个小时在那里训练。
But it's joyful discipline.
但是那是一个喜乐的训练。
Because that athlete has decided, I want to make it to the Olympics.
因为那个运动员呢，他下定决心，他想要能进入奥运会。
And that goal is bigger than today.
他那个目标比今天的舒适要大。
Paul goes through the events of his life.
保罗就是看他的生命中所经历的事情。
And he is living for something, someone bigger than today.
更大的是更大的这个人他在生活
His whole life is consumed by his love and his passion for Jesus Christ
他的整个生命都为他对基督耶稣的这个热情和爱所消耗
He says I want Christ to be honored in my life
他说我想耶稣基督在我的生命中被尊崇被显大
And so if Christ was honored through his arrest Paul can be joyful.
如果耶稣基督通过保罗的这个被抓、被捕而被尊崇，那保罗是很喜乐的。
If Christ is honored by him being in prison, Paul can be joyful.
如果耶稣基督通过保罗的这个被囚禁、被尊崇，那保罗是喜乐的。
A few years after this letter, Paul's going to write another letter.
这个腓立比书几年之后，保罗又写了一封信。
And this time.He's going to say, I've already heard the news. They're getting ready to execute me.
这个时候他知道说我已经知道得到消息他们会处死我。
And he still has joy.
然后呢他说
Because Christ was being honored in his death.
他说他还是喜乐因为耶稣基督在保罗的死上被尊崇 被尊荣。
When I say to you this morning that I want to talk to you about joy,
今天早晨我讲到当我跟你们想讲到喜乐
I am not saying to you that because you're a Christian every day is going to be easy
我不是说因为你们是基督徒每样事情都会很轻松容易
In fact as a Christian you're going to face some difficult days
但实际上你们作为基督徒你们会面临一些艰难的日子
Some days may be even harder because you're a Christian they're going to bring some opposition
因有的时候正是因为你是基督徒他们可能会反对你 你的日子会更艰难
But I want you to realize
但是我想大家知道
that if you are allowing Christ to shine through your life
如果你让耶稣基督通过你的生命被造就是被彰显出来
then he is being honored in your life
他就在你的生命中被尊荣被彰显
And you can be joyful even in the difficulties.
所以你可以在难处中也可以喜乐。
Because you're allowing him to be honored through what happens in your life.
因为你就可以，你允许神在你的生命中的遭遇，让耶稣基督被显为大。
This morning I got a text message.
今天早晨我收到一个短信。
A friend from another state had texted and said, "Want to let you know I'm praying for you today."
外州的一个弟兄给我发短信说，我要让你，我今天在为你祷告。
And I said, "Thank you, I appreciate it."
然后我说谢谢，很感。
I'm going to try to preach about joy this morning.
因为今天早上我的主题是要讲喜乐。
And I got a text message back.
然后他又给我发一条短信。
And said, "Let me tell you what happened this week."
让我告诉你今天发生了什么。
My friend's husband is very, very sick.
我朋友的先生呢病得很重。
2 weeks ago, she lost her job.
两个星期以前呢，这位女士呢也丢了没了工作。
She has a daughter who has left home, and she said.I haven't even received a text from her in 4 or 5 months.
她说，然后她的女儿呢也离开家了，四五个月都没收到这个女儿任何的信息。
And she said the oddest thing happened to me this week.
她说呢，这个有很奇怪发生的事情就是。
A neighbor said.
一个邻居说。
I always like to see you when you're walking down the street because you always look so happy.
她说。他的邻居就说，我真的很高兴看你走在街上，因为你走在街上的时候你总是脸上带着笑容。
Why are you so happy?
你为什么总是这么开心呢？
And she said, I just stopped and told my neighbor about some of the circumstances.
然后呢，我就停下来告诉我邻居我的处境。
And then said,
然后接着说，
So if I look happy, there's only one reason.
你如果看着我开心呢，看着我高兴，只有一个原因。
Not circumstances.
不是因为我的境况。
But Jesus.
而是耶稣。
You see, God wants to be honored.
因为你知道吗？神想让我在我们的身上，在我们的生命中。
And that can give us joy.
显出来他的伟大。
But there's one more thing quickly I'm going to show you.
然后还有一件很快的一件事。
I had finished the sermon.
我今讲完这个讲道。
Got my notes ready to send to Sister Lay.
他已经把这个笔记都发给我。
And I was reading back through Philippians again.
然后我又去读腓立比书。
And when I read, I always look for words that are repeated.
当我读的时候呢，我总是会去读那些重复出现的词。
Because it seems to me if a writer repeats something over and over, it's important to him.
对于我就觉得说这个作者他在不断的重复一个词，那肯定是那个词比较重要。
And so Thursday, I think it was, I started reading back through Philippians again.
所以呢，星期四当我再去读腓立比书的时候，
And I saw a phrase that I had not seen before.
我就看到一个词，我以前都没留意到。
And it was very encouraging to me.
对我来讲是很受激励的。
Because you see, all week I had been working on this message on joy.
因为整个星期我都在准备这个喜乐的信息。
And I was really feeling very guilty.
其实我是觉得有点
feeling a bit like a hypocrite.
感觉自己有点像这个好像是有点表里不一啊，就是伪君子这样。
Because I know that joy is more than a feeling.
因为我知道呢，喜乐不单单是一种情绪感。
But inside, I still kind of tend to think that I ought to feel joyful.
在我的里边，我还是觉得我应该感觉到这种喜乐，应该有这种情绪。
And so all week I had been working on this message.
所以这整个星期我就在那儿准备这个信息。
And in the back of my mind is this voice saying, you know, if you were a better Christian, you'd feel more joyful.
在我的脑子里面总有一个声音说，如果你是一个更好的基督徒，你就应该更能感觉到喜乐。
And I would say, be quiet, I'm working on my sermon.
然后我说，不要出声，我在准备我的信息。
But it really bothered me.
但是真的是挺搅扰我的。
And all of a sudden Thursday, I saw this phrase.
忽然之间呢，在星期四我就看到这个词。
It helped me, and maybe it will help you.
这就会帮助我，可能也会帮助你们。
But you have to listen carefully because it's just 2 words and you'll miss them if you're not paying attention.
因为只有两个字，你 Chinese there are 4 characters, so don't worry.
Oh, okay.
所以呢，你们可能会错掉。
Okay, it's longer in Chinese than.
我说中文呢，英文是两个词，但是中文是有四个字。
He says it 4 times.
他讲了四次，保罗说。
Always in every prayer of mine for you all.
每逢为你们众人祈求的时候。
Verse 7, it is right for me to feel this way about you all.
第四章第七节，我为你们众人有这样的意念。
For you all are partakers with me of grace.
你们都与我一同得恩。
Verse 8, I yearn for you all.
第八节，我切切地想念你们众人。
I'm not going to spend time here today. We're going to look at this another time.
我们今天不会很花很多时间在这里，我们以后会讲。
But I want you to see that Paul has joy because he is part of a body.
保罗之所以有喜乐，因为他是身体的一部分。
And so, he knows that the whole church is part of this rejoicing.
所以呢，他知道整个教会呢是他这个教会是他能够喜乐的一个原因。
And when he says, and I went back through and I looked later in the verse or in the book, when he says, "Always rejoice."
当保罗在后边说你们要喜乐。
It's a command to the church as a body.
他是对整个教会作为一个身体的一个吩咐，一个命令。
In other words, it's not individual commands.
所以这不是一个对个人的一个命令。
It doesn't say, Brother Quincy, you must always be rejoicing.
他不是说对这个弟兄说，哦，你那个Quincy弟兄，你要一直喜乐。
Brother Rob, you must always be rejoicing.
不是说Rob弟兄，你要总是喜乐。
He is saying, we as a body,
他是说
together, are always rejoicing.
我们作为一个身体，作为一个整体，我们要喜乐，总是喜乐。
Within the body,
在这个身体里边，
there's going to be some who are experiencing blessing and are bubbling over with joy.
有的人呢，在经历这个祝福，哎，高开心的不得了。
There's going to be some who are suffering sorrow and pain.
也有人在经历痛苦跟悲伤。
And they're saying, the only reason I can say I'm joyful is,
我能说我是
I'm choosing to, but it hurts.
我能说我，即使是我，我是我选，即使在有伤害的时候，难受的时候，我还是选择喜乐。
But within the body,
但是在这个肢体里边，
those who are feeling blessed support and help carry and encourage those who are hurting.
那些感觉很开心的、喜乐的、幸福的，他可以去支持、去扶持那些难受的、悲伤的。
Those who are hurting share in the joy of those who are rejoicing.
那些可以去分享那些他们去喜乐，分享他们的喜乐。
It's a command to the whole body.
这是一个对整个身体的一个吩咐。
Share together in Christ's joy.
在主里边分享你们的喜乐。
So this morning, those of you who are enjoying God's blessing and rejoicing,
所以今天早晨你们在享受神的祝福，在神的祝福里喜乐的
rejoice,
你要喜乐
enjoy His goodness,
享受神给你的美善
testify to His blessings,
见证他给你的祝福
because we all need to hear your joy,
因为我们都需要听到那种喜乐。
And to those of you who may be weeping this morning,
或者对我们中间在哀痛、痛哭的人，
you're part of a body.
你是身体的一部分。
Let your neighbor, your brother and sister help carry your load.
让你的弟兄姐妹，让你的邻舍一起背你的重担。
Don't withdraw.
不要说就离群。
Don't hide away.
不要就说藏起来。
God has given you brothers and sisters to help carry your load.
神给你弟兄姐妹，就是我们要一起担这个担子。
And part of the rejoicing as a body.
作为一个身体，一个整体的这个喜乐的一部分，就在于
is sharing one another's burdens.
就是我们彼此分享彼此的难处、重担。
And so this week.
所以这个星期
rejoice.
要喜乐。
But when rejoicing is tough,
当你要喜乐是一个很难的时候。
Don't do like I was doing about Monday or Tuesday.
不是想说哦，我就是星期一、星期二做了。
All right, God, I'm going to rejoice.
说到星期一、星期二说什么？好，到我说。
At least I'm going to tell them they should.
然后我可以说我已经要喜乐了，我可以告诉他们。
No.
不是这样。
You're part of a body.
你是一个肢体。
Share as part of the body.
也像一个肢体那样彼此分
享。Together, we rejoice.
我们一起。
Together, we glorify Christ.
我们一起来荣耀神。
Together, we accomplish His purpose.
我们一起来成就神的旨意。
Paul says we can rejoice.
保罗说我们可以喜乐。
Because of what God is doing in us and through us.
神在我们里边，通过我们所做的。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, I thank you for our brothers and sisters.
亲爱的主，我们为弟兄姐妹感谢你。
You've brought us together as
你把我们放在一起，作为一个身体。
You have given us the privilege to carry one another's burdens.
你也给我们这种权益，让我们可以彼此分担彼此的难处跟担子。
You've given us the opportunity to rejoice together.
你也给我们这个机会，让我们可以一起喜乐。
So this morning, help us to be a church that rejoices.
所以今天早晨帮助我们是一个一起喜乐的教会。
That as we watch you working through us,
当我们看到你在我们通过我们做工的时候，在我们生命中工作的时候，
as we see you accomplishing your purpose,
让我们看到你在成就你的旨意的时候，
we will be people of joy,
我们成为喜乐的人群，
people who carry one another's burdens,
我们是担彼此的重担，
people of joy who rejoice in what you are doing.
然后就是因你所做的，我们来喜乐。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求，阿门。